Chapter 54, Moving Forward in Faith. To make no move that calls for the investment of means unless we have the money in hand to complete the contemplated work, should not always be considered the wisest plan. In the upbuilding of his work, the Lord does not always make everything plain before his servants. He sometimes tries the confidence of his people by having them move forward in faith. Often he brings them into strait and trying places, bidding them go forward when their feet seem to be touching the waters of the Red Sea. It is at such times, when the prayers of his servants ascend to him in earnest faith, that he opens the way before them, and brings them out into a large place. The Lord wants his people in these days to believe that he will do as great things for them as he did for the children of Israel in their journey from Egypt to Canaan. We are to have an educated faith that will not hesitate to follow his instructions in the most difficult experiences. Go forward is the command of God to his people. Faith and cheerful obedience are needed to bring the Lord's designs to pass. When he points out the necessity of establishing the work in places where it will have influence, the people are to walk and work by faith. By their godly conversation, their humility, their prayers and earnest efforts, they should strive to bring the people to appreciate the good work that the Lord has established among them. It was the Lord's purpose that the Loma Linda Sanitarium should become the property of our people, and he brought it about at a time when the rivers of difficulty were full and overflowing their banks. The working of private interest for the gaining of personal ends is one thing. In this, men may follow their own judgment. But the carrying forward of the Lord's work in the earth is entirely another matter. When he designates that a certain property should be secured for the advancement of his cause and the building up of his work, whether it be for sanitarium or school work, or for any other branch, he will make the doing of that work possible, if those who have experience will show their faith and trust in his purposes, and will move forward promptly to secure the advantages he points out. While we are not to seek to wrest property from any man, yet when advantages are offered, we should be wide awake to see the advantage, that we may make plans for the upbuilding of the work. And when we have done this, we should exert every energy to secure the free will offerings of God's people for the support of these new plants.